You've been going on about these for ages, I know. You like them. Apple AirTags.
Yeah, I do. They're a small Bluetooth device. They can track items with the Apple Find Me service. And one of the good things about them is if they get out of range of your phone, you can put them into lost mode. And if somebody else wanders past with an iPhone, they'll tell you where they are. So I'm going to give you three other uses for them that you might not have thought of. If you go hiking and you go to like a campsite and, you know, I think we've, you know, I've done it many times when I've gone camping. You suddenly, you know, you go out of the campsite, you come back, you might have gone to the local pub, you come back and you go, I got no idea where my tent is.
Yeah, hello.
I've cleaned this one up immensely.
Yes, you just pull the zip down and it's not your tent and there's someone in there. And, oh, sorry. Yeah.
So, you know, you can go along and find your tent again. You can also put one in your jacket pocket as well because, you know, we go to restaurants, we go to bars, we go to friends' house, we take the jackets off, we put them down, then we leave, and you've got a ping on your phone going, hey, you left your jacket behind.
Yeah.
Which is good. The last one, I think, is the gold one. Inside your luggage now.
Mm.
You know, all the problems that the airlines have got, you can place them inside your luggage, you put them into lost mode, and then when somebody in the airport wanders past them, you can see where your luggage is at the time. It relieves probably a lot of the stress of trying to locate your suitcase. Unless it suddenly shows you that your suitcase is going down runway 20, which is heading towards Hawaii at the time.
Mm.
So, yep. You know, just put them inside, use those things. And, you know, it's also good if somebody mistakenly grabs your luggage as well.
So obviously there's no problem when you go to the airport and they, you know, they're loading your luggage or scanning your luggage for a start. And
yep.
They don't have a problem with that?
No, you put it inside your luggage.
And so, yeah, when the scanners, obviously, the people that do that obviously know what they look like nowadays and they go, oh, that's one of those things.
No problems at all.
Yeah. The X-ray is what I'm talking about, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's when you put it through your hand luggage on there. You know, they don't have a problem with that. And putting it inside, the luggage which gets loaded underneath the plane, not an issue. You can go along and do that. So I put them on, every time I travel, I've always got ear tags with me on everything I take.
All right. Good advice. Okay, now private browsing. Is it really private when you click that button?
It doesn't keep the log of your sites visited. It doesn't save information like credit card numbers or addresses. And, you know, it also prevents information from sessions being stored in the cloud. That's about all it does. And that might be enough for you. If you use private browsing in a work environment, your boss will still see what you're looking at.
Yep.
I had many times where I had business people come to me and go, the boss can see what I'm looking, even though I'm private browsing. That's because they put extra things on the computer to make sure they know exactly what you're doing.
Yep.
So that's why you shouldn't be going to sites you shouldn't be going to at work. It's probably designed for homes where, you know, the wife or the husband go to certain sites and they don't want their other half to go along and see what they're doing or keep away from the kids.
Righto. So they do work, but...
Limited.
And keep it at home.
Yeah, keep it at home, people.
Yep. Play safe. Right. So, chess. Okay, finally.
Yes.
Chess is now contact sport.
It is. This is one of the best stories that I reckon we've ever done.
All right, so we'll see about that.
Yeah. So people are worried about robots taking over the world. And if you've got some time today, just Google Boston Dynamics and it will show you some of the robots have been developed now. They've got robots, Darren, that can go along and put interior walls up now. Pick the stuff up, nail it, secure it, do all of that. But it's also got on there, we've now got chess-playing robots. So from July 13th to the 21st, there was a Moscow Chess Open, and a seven-year-old kid over there who was playing it actually had his finger broken by the chess-playing robot.
Oh.
Now, a couple of things to worry about here, Darren. We don't know if it was a prior beef between the child and the robot, but according to the Russian news network, the robot made a move that took a piece away from the child. The child rushed in quickly to make the next move.
Right.
The robot went, this is a... said, you know, thought this is a decision against the safety rules, so the robot moved in and crushed the kid's finger straight away. you've got to wonder what the safety rules were regarding this chess-playing robot. It might have been don't move too fast or the robot will attack, or if the robot attacks, make yourself bigger, look to scare it off, who knows. But you know what? Would have added some excitement to the tournament. But the poor kid came back. They had to put his finger in a cast, and his parents are going to press charges.
Right. Well, see, there's got to be like a, if you put your kid, a seven-year-old, up to play chess against a robot, then you've got to have a good hard look at yourself for a start.
Surely there was some old bloke there that he could have played against, but no, they had to play him against the robot, didn't they?
Mind you, you know, easy to laugh, but how exciting for that kid. You know, he can say to his mates, I'm playing chess against a robot today. What are you doing?
And then he goes back and goes, the robot broke my finger.
Here's my broken finger to prove it.
Only a matter of time. Yeah, it's only a matter of time that those robots destroyed that chess tournament and took over the place. So,
All right. Thanks for that, mate. There's plenty of info on Richard's excellent website, apart from the stories we've talked about. If you go to talktech.com.au. Righto, mate, enjoy the Commonwealth Games, and will you be up early on Friday morning at 5:45 to watch the opening ceremony?
No.
Okay. I'm sure they'll replay it.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. No, Channel 7, though, they'll replay it. Not a problem at all.
I'm backing in one of your South Australian gun swimmers, Kyle Chalmers, to bring home Swagger gold medals.
Oh, we always watch the swimming. Love the swimming. Kyle Chalmers, excellent.
Very good. All right, mate. Have a good week.
Thanks, Aaron.